Lila Nishmas Rav Kleine Mishkamen Ben Rivili Melech. Yevamis Perk Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Chamesh Esrei Noshim, 15 women, Poitras Tzoroseyan, they pater their tsaros, meaning that if Reuven and Shimon were both married, Reuven dies without children. Reuven was married to two wives. One of those wives happened to have been usher to his brother Shimon, who's alive. It's one of the arayas that Shimon is not allowed to marry. So not only does Shimon not do yibum on the erva that's usher to him, he's also not allowed to marry her counterpart, the other woman that Reuven was married. That's the tsara, as we explained in the introduction. So not only her, also v'tsaros tsarosehen, even if this girl that he wasn't related to, let's call her Yocheved. If Yocheved now goes and marries a second brother of his, who's not related to Yocheved, just like the first brother was allowed to marry her, but Shimon is related to her, and now this second brother, let's call him Yehuda, who's married to Yocheved, Yehuda has another wife, let's call her Sarah, and now Yehuda dies, so now Shimon, the brother that's still alive, not only can he not marry Yocheved, who is the Tzara to his relative, but this Yocheved, when she marries a different brother, she also paters her other counterpart, the Tzara's Tzara. And this would keep going on, if Yehuda would die, and another brother would marry, you would keep going on, till the, and there's no sof to this, as the Mishnah tells us. So what are these 15 arayas? They're pater from Yibum and Chalitza. Ve'eluhain, these are them. Bito, person's daughter. Ubas Bito, and his daughter's daughter. Ubas Beno, and the daughter of his son. Now these three cases, the Rav explains, are talking about Bito me'anusaso, the daughter of a rape. And Tzfarsol explains also a mefata, if a person seduces somebody, not out of marriage, he has a child like this. Let's just focus on a ma'anis, somebody that rapes somebody and has a child. This is a case that the Torah doesn't explicitly talk about, like we had at the end of Chagiga. Nevertheless, it's also Aser Min HaTorah. It's one of the Arayas. It's no different. Bito, the Mishnah is going to soon say, Bas Ishto, the daughter of your wife. So it's repetitive. So obviously, it's not just regular daughter of your wife. It's a daughter that's not your wife. And therefore, it's Bito, it's the daughter. Ubas Bito, the daughter of a daughter also from a rape, which is the granddaughter. Whether the child, his child, is a daughter, Ubas Beno, or his child is a son, and then the son has a daughter. The Torah says that a Bas Beno is Aser. The daughter of a son is Aser. So if a daughter of a son is Aser, all the more so his own daughter is Aser. So if any of these people marry his brother, he can't do Yibin, and it paters their Tsaros and their Tsaros of the Tsaros. The next set, Bas Ishto, his wife's daughter, meaning his stepdaughter, not his own daughter. So she had, from a previous marriage, a daughter, and then the daughter married his brother, and then his brother died, and now he had to do Yibum to his stepdaughter. That's Aser, because of a woman and her daughter you can't marry. Ubas Bina, or his wife's granddaughter through her son, Ubas Bita, or her granddaughter from her daughter. So these are all Bichlal, a woman and her daughter, one is not allowed to have relations with. And also now, the Mishnah is going to continue with the Iser of marrying a woman and her daughter, not just going down, now we're going upwards, but it's going to be the same Iser. Chamoso, mother-in-law, it's the same problem, because that would be mother and her daughter, just the other way. Ve'im chamoso, also his shviger's mother, to meaning his wife's grandmother through her mother. Ve'im chamav, or her wife's grandmother through her father, meaning his father-in-law's mother. All these people married his brother, and his brother died. You cannot do yibum, like we said. And they're part of the tzaros. Achoso mi'imo, his sister from his mother. His sister from his mother married his brother from his father. Va'achos imo, his mother's sister, his aunt. His brother was allowed to marry because we're dealing with a brother from the father. Va'achos ishto, his wife's sister, meaning so two brothers from the father married two sisters from the mother. Veshis achiv mi'imo, his brother from his mother's side had a wife. So his brother from his mother, where there is no mitzvah yibum, that brother died, and then his sister-in-law from his mother's side went and married his brother from his father's side. Veishas achiv shelo haya ba'olamo, and the wife of his brother that was not in the world. The case is, the Rab brings, we're going to see later in the Mishnayos, Reuven that died without children, and let's say right after he died, his brother Levi came into the world. And now, there was another brother still alive when this Levi was born, and his name is Shimon, and Shimon did Yibum to Reuven's wife. Shimon had another wife as well at the same time. And now Shimon dies without any children. So now this youngest brother, Levi, has these two women that fault him from Yibum from Shimon. But one of them had a Zika of Yibum before he was alive. The Torah says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov. when it talks about the mitzvah of Yibum, that they have to be alive at the same time when there is a Zika of Yibum. And in this case, when Reuven died, Levi wasn't around. So then, if there's no mitzvah of Yibum here, all you have is an Isser Arayas of your brother's wife, which is an Isser that's going to stick forever. So therefore, Levi's never allowed to marry the wife of Reuven, that first wife, and also the Tzarish, he's also not allowed to marry. And it's all because of Reuven's wife, because Reuven wasn't alive while Levi was born. They weren't alive at the same time. V'chalaso, and also his daughter-in-law, his son's wife, where his son died and then married his brother. All these people pater their tzaras and the tzaras of the tzaras from Yibim and Chalitza Atzof Olam until the end. The Kulan and Mesu, in all these cases, if they died, meaning if one of these Arayas died before the brother died, O Mianu, or she got out of a marriage through the process of Mian, she's a Katan, the Rab brings a case where the father married her off to somebody else and then he divorced her while she's a Katana, and then she went and married the father's brother, her uncle, while she's still a Katana, which is a marriage midrabanan, she can go out with Mian, which is without a get. Since it's not, the marriage is not a full-fledged marriage, she goes out that way too. Onis Garshu, or the Erva was divorced before the brother passed away, or Shinimtsu Islandus, or they found that she was an Islandus, she couldn't have children, which makes the marriage invalid, like a Mekachtos. All these cases, if it happened before the brother died, Tsarosein Mutaros, then the Tsaros become Mutter. Because only Asers, if the time of the Chiv of Yibum falls out at the same time that they're married to both of them. Both the one that's Aser and the Tsaros. V'yata yocholomer b'chamoso v'em chamoso v'em chamov shenimsu islandus o shemianu. But you can't possibly say this klal to his mother-in-law, or the mother of his mother-in-law, or the mother of his father-in-law. You can't say that you found that they were an islandus, because you're obviously they had children already. And you also can't say meanu, because Mian is only by Ketan, and these people are obviously older.